The opening of the MTA's newest terminal, Grand Central Madison, has not gone as smoothly as officials would have liked. It's been marred by overcrowded trains and new schedules that have riders really upset. The MTA is making small fixes to reduce those headaches, but WNYC's transportation reporter Stephen Nesson has been looking at federal documents, and he finds some of these problems, yes, they could have been avoided. Stephen Nesson joins us now. Stephen, good morning.
Good morning.
Stephen, have you alerted the MTA about this discovery? No, in all seriousness, what exactly did you find?
I assure you the MTA is well aware of this issue. It actually starts with a tunnel. It runs between Long Island City and East 63rd Street. It carries subway trains on its upper level and the Long Island Railroad trains on the lower level. This is where the problems begin. It's the one used by trains going into Grand Central Madison. And it was completed in the early 1970s. And it's got just one little problem. It's just a hair too small for the Long Island Railroad's diesel trains and some of its electric trains. The clearance is 13 feet and 9 inches. The diesel trains are 14 feet tall. And those trains, along with a few electric, make up 22% of the Long Island Railroad's fleet. You mostly find those big diesel trains serving the eastern areas of Long Island without electrified tracks. And they can actually fit into the East River tunnels that head to Penn Station. So what does this have to do with the schedule headaches and the terrifying sprinting at the Jamaica station where commuters are switching trains? Put simply, Michael, the MTA might have had a little more scheduling flexibility if it wasn't constrained by the limits of the tunnel size.
Indeed. But as you said, it's not a surprise to the MTA that the tunnel restricts certain trains. So why are we still seeing the scheduling conflicts?
Well, this brings me to my next finding. My editor, Clayton Guza, flagged monthly reports from the Federal Transit Administration's Project Management Oversight Contractor. Whew, that's a federal watchdog who was monitoring the project that was then called Eastside Access because it receives federal funds. The MTA's service plan now could have had more options if the MTA had ordered more train cars back in 2016. At that time, the agency had planned to order 160 of what were then the newest electric train cars. They're called the M9As. If the timing worked out, the cars would arrive just in time to serve Grand Central Madison. New terminal, new cars. But year after year, the order never went in. In 2017, no action. Finally, in September 2018, the MTA decided to cancel the order entirely and start fresh. They even upped it to 460 trains, and they were going to split them with Metro North. They had hoped to award that contract in June of 2019. That date came and went too, and the federal report that month warned the MTA would need to start thinking about how to find more train cars if it hoped to run full service at Grand Central. And lo and behold, that's exactly the problem we're seeing today.
The MTA says it increased its Long Island Railroad service by 41% now that Grand Central Madison is open. How has it managed to do that if those new trains aren't here and if the tunnel is too small for diesel trains?
Well, the agency has increased its service, although a lot of it's terminating at Jamaica with those shuttle trains to Grand Central Madison. Another thing it's had to do to meet the demand is take 100 of the oldest trains from the 1980s out of retirement and put them back in service. Those are called the M3s, and Long Island Railroad riders can identify them by the wood paneling and occasionally duct tape seats. They also can't run through the tunnel to Grand Central, although they can go to Penn Station. And even the MTA admits they're just not as reliable as newer trains, but it's what they got.
Did you say duct tape? You did. Last Friday marked the end of the second week that Grand Central Madison was open, and the MTA announced it was actually sending more trains back to Penn Station to meet the demand from riders. Are they admitting that the new terminal isn't working out?
Well, the MTA will point out that last Tuesday it saw the second highest ridership on the Long Island Railroad since the pandemic began, with more than 200,000 riders. But that's still only 66% of pre-pandemic ridership. So the old commuting habits, the ones the new terminal were designed for, are really no longer with us. Some critics do point out the MTA should be focused on the subways, which on that day the Long Island Railroad saw high ridership, the subways clocked a cool 3,776,000 riders. They say the agency should put money where the people are on subways. And the Long Island Railroad is the highest subsidized service at the MTA. Still, the MTA believes there's potential for reverse commuting to Long Island, made possible by the new terminal. So it's certainly not calling its new $11.6 billion terminal a failure.
And what about these new train cars, the M9As. Did that order ever go in?
Nope, not yet. The MTA says it's hoping to order 432 of them, with 214 for the Long Island Railroad, 218 for Metro North. But like they've said in the past, the project is still under review.
A revealing conversation with WNYC's transportation reporter, Stephen Nesson. Stephen, thank you.
Thank you.